Okay, it's the 24th of May, 1973. Paul Cummings talking to Alice Faber in his studio on Broadway. That's not so bad. You were born now in Illinois, right?
Yes.
To start with?
To start with.
Charleston. Where is Charleston?
Well, it's central Illinois. Where can I say? Sort of right in the middle of the state, but on the eastern border.
Right. It's not a big town, is it? It's not a big...
No, Charleston was really not my hometown. It was a town that some of my mother's family had come from, but it was, let's say, the largest town to be born in. And
well, you didn't
I'm
grow
really
up
from
there,
Kansas, then. Illinois.
Oh, from Kansas.
Kansas is a tiny town of 900 persons, but I really didn't grow up in Kansas either. I grew up in Miami, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of going back and forth between Florida and Illinois.
So what, were you just born in Charleston?
Yes, born in Charleston. And then my family took me to a town which was the other side of Kansas, which is a town about the size of Charleston called Paris, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
We lived there for a couple of years. Then we started going back and forth to Miami.
Well, how old were you about when the Miami activity began?
When I was two.
Oh, so it was right away.
Yes.
And how long did you go back and forth? Was
until the war. And then
so
we couldn't go anymore.
You were what, 10 or 12, 13?
Something like that.
Like
yes.
That.
Right.
Well, how did you like this, living in two places?
Well, I liked it very much. First of all, when we went in the early days, we went by tent.
Mm-hmm.
And that was had a certain kind of romance. And later, I always felt a bit like a nomad. I liked the idea. In a way, I liked the idea of uprooting myself every year.
Mm-hmm.
But I also had the slightly uncomfortable feeling of not belonging to any one place.
Mm-hmm.
But that had advantages, too.
Mm-hmm. Other, do you have brothers and sisters?
I have one sister who's 2 years older than I am.
Mm-hmm. And why did your family travel all the time?
Well, it was really my fault because I was ill.
And oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
And the doctor suggested that we go south.
For the winter kind.
Yes. Which, of course, doctors don't do now, but that was a long time ago.
So you summered up north and wintered in
well,
Florida.
We did, except that eventually we started really living in the south.
Mm-hmm.
We lived in a part of Miami that was near the Everglades
mm-hmm.
in those days. And
whereabouts was that?
It was near the Hialeah racetrack. It was 79th Street. Of course,
mm-hmm.
it's now sort of the middle of Miami, but in those days it was right on the edge, in the
mm-hmm.
middle of the avocados. And
country stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Well, how did that affect your school, your education? Or was it all in Florida as you grew up?
Most of it was in Florida. In the third and fourth grade, I went to school in the tiny little town that I come from,
mm-hmm.
Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the result of moving was that we were in a different school each year, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
So, or at least I had a feeling that there was no continuity, that I was always in a new school.
Mm-hmm.
And the main problem was that I was always studying South America. Wherever I went, it was on the agenda for the year. As a result, I don't know anything about South America. At one point, though, I knew very well how it looked, you know, the shape
right.
of it, and
yeah.
what products come from the different parts, and all that.
That's incredible. Well, if your sister was a couple years older, she was still in school. Did that make any difference, the fact that you were kind of both going to these different schools?
No, because we would usually go to the same grade school.
Mm-hmm.
Because this was all sort of grade school days.
Mm-hmm.
And the main result of my sister being 2 years older was that when she learned to read, I was very competitive, so I learned to read too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if she learned to recite a poem, I learned to recite it at the same time.
Oh,
so I was slightly ahead of myself.
Well, how old were you when you began reading then?
Oh, very, very young.
Yeah.
I suppose 3.
Yeah.
I remember reading